All right, good morning.
各位早晨.
All right. The last time I was here was 4 years ago, so thanks for having me back.
上一次我来已经是四年前了，所以多谢各位再邀请我。
It's good to be with you. Let me pray for us.
让我们一起来祷告。
Lord, we give you thanks this morning for your goodness and faithfulness.
天父，我们这个早上，我们为着你的信实，你的美善来献上感谢。
Thanks for the sun.
多谢有太阳。
Thanks for this AC in the room.
多谢我们在这里有冷气。
I don't know what my friends are bringing with them this morning.
我不知道今天我们是带着什么东西来到。
Some baggage and burdens.
或许有一些重担。
Some celebration and joy. Would your word meet with us this morning? Give us eyes to see. Ears to hear. Minds to understand. And hearts to believe. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Well, my mother has owned a grocery store in East Flatbush for 35 years. She retired last year.
在过去的35年，我妈妈在宝屋顿Flatbush这个地方是有一个杂货铺的，她是上年才退休的。East
Flatbush is a low-income Caribbean neighborhood.
这个地方是一个低收入，亦都有很多加勒比海的人聚居的地方。
I worked there, I lived there, I ate there.
我就在那里生活、长大、进食。
And it was pivotal to who I am today.
而亦都对我今日成为什么的人，一个很大的影响。
So what regularly happened was this.
那经常会发生的事情就是这样的了。
During the later weeks in the month,
在月尾的时候,
a person is shopping for groceries.
有一个人就来去买东西了。
They fill up their basket.
他们将买送的篮都摆满。
They bring it to the counter.
他就带到去柜位。
My mom weighs it.
我妈妈就去称下啲食物。
She rings it up in the cashier.
跟住佢就同佢计数啦。
And then they hand over a EBT card.
跟住佢就俾一个 card 我妈妈。
It's like a food stamp card.
呢个就系一个粮食券嘅卡。
And my mom would swipe it.
咁我妈妈咧就打卡啦。
And there would be this noise, this beep.
咁跟住你就会听到呢一啲嘅声音。
And it means that the card has declined.
咁呢个beep一声咧，即系话咧呢个卡咧唔用得着。
What happens next?
咁跟住会点咧？
My mom has to make a decision.
我妈妈就要做一个决定啦。
Of whether this person gets to feed their family or not.
就系究竟呢个人能唔能够去喂养佢嘅屋企咧？
Not every time, but I would see my mom give the person their groceries.
唔系每一次，但系好多时我就见到我妈妈将呢一啲嘅餸。
And to come back next month and to pay back their debt.
就叫他下一个月才来还债啦。
She doesn't keep a record.
但是她又不会核数的，不会记账的。
She can't remember every face.
她又不可以去记得每一个面孔。
But these families get fed.
但是这些家庭就可以有得吃。
The way my mom relates with money is the way I want to relate to money.
我妈妈对金钱的态度，我都希望我有同一个态度。Today,
if you're going to fall asleep, this is what I'm trying to get at.
如果你今天要睡着觉，我现在要跟你说。When
we delight in the generosity of God,
当我们在神的慷慨里面有一份的喜悦,
we can use money properly instead of money using us.
我们就可以用一个正确的方法去用金钱，而不是被金钱所用。
I'll do that one more time. When we delight in the generosity of God, we can use money properly instead of money using us.
当我们在神的慷慨里面有一份的喜悦的时候，我们就可以很正确的去使用金钱，不是被金钱所使用。
We're going to explore a life of generosity in three ways.
我们要用三个方式去看一下慷慨。
The disappointment of money.
第一就是 金钱带来的失望,
the delight of true treasure,
珍宝所带来的喜悦,
and lastly, the discipline of generosity.
第三就是慷慨的操练。
So first, let's look at the disappointment of money.
首先我们要看到金钱带来的失望。
First of all, let me say that money is a neutral resource.
首先我要说金钱是一个中性的资源。
There is nothing inherently evil or good about money.
錢本身呢唔係邪惡，亦都唔係美善。
We all have to live with it. We all have to use it.
我哋每一個人都需要錢嚟到去維生。
We can't live without it.
我哋冇錢亦都唔能夠維生。
Money is not moral or immoral.
錢亦都唔係話有道德或者冇道德。
But what money can do and what money actually does
但是钱可以做到而实际上做到的
is what's dangerous.
是很危险的。
The Bible says that it's the love of money that's the root of all evil.
圣经说我们爱金钱就是罪的根源。
And I know in our Asian communities that money has a grip on all of us.
我知道我们在亚洲人的圈子金钱这件事可以是捉得我们很紧的。
The theologian Richard Foster says this.
一个嘅神学家佢咁样讲
Behind money are very real spiritual forces that energize it and give it a life of its own. Hence, money is an active agent. It is a law unto itself, and it is capable of inspiring devotion.
Richard Foster 呢个神学家佢咁样讲，喺钱财嘅背后，佢系实在嘅，有呢一个属灵嘅力量。它是活跃的是有生命的钱是一个活跃的东西它有它自己的律法它也有这个的能力使人忠心
And if that's true then the challenge with money is that our human hearts are naturally bent to make it not a tool but a god
但如果这个说法是真实的时候钱会使人的心歪曲以致我们不会用钱成为一个工具钱会成为我们的神
In other words, while we all desire financial freedom and we pursue financial freedom, we end up becoming financial slaves instead.
换句话来讲当我们在我们的金钱上经济上我们要有个自由的时候我们就成为这个金钱的奴隶
This is why there are over 2,000 verses in the Bible that talk about money or greed or generosity.
所以在圣经里面有超过20节的金句是讲到人的慷慨讲到我们怎样的 要去慷慨
11 out of 39 of Jesus' parables are about money.
而耶稣所讲的十一个比喻都是讲到金钱。
In other words, God knows how much money has a grip on all of our hearts.
换句话来讲，神知道金钱是怎样操纵紧我们的心。
And therefore, we have to take the time to see what's underneath the money, as Richard Foster says.
所以我们就要好呢个，好似呢个神学家咁样，我们要探讨下究竟钱呢一样嘢系乜嘢。
The more I think about it, I think at the root of the money, which is evil.
如果我越想得多，在金钱上的根源就是邪恶。
There are at least 4 promises.
我就看到他起码给了金钱给了四个承诺我们。
Power.
力量。
Approval.
被人接纳。
Control.
掌控。
Comfort.
舒适。
Those 4 things. We're going to look at that briefly.
我们会简单地去看看这四点。
Again, these pursuits aren't necessarily wrong.
再次讲，我哋去追寻呢啲嘢咧，唔系必然系错嘅。
But we have to see why we are trying to acquire and amass so much wealth.
但系我哋要知道点解我哋要得到咁多嘅钱财。
So first, let's talk about money.
首先，我哋讲钱啦。
Power.
讲权力。
What happens?
咩事发生咧
？It can get us stuff.
冇错，我哋可以用钱买到嘢。
It gets us into places.
去带到我哋去一啲地方。
People treat us differently when we have money.
我哋有钱咧，人哋亦都用唔同嘅方式去处待我哋。
We can get power.
我哋能够有能力。
The way we dress can impress.
我哋点样着衫，亦都能够影响人。
It can dictate how a conversation goes.
我哋亦都可以控制一个对话系点样讲。
Changes the way people view us.
亦都改变人哋对我哋嘅观感。
Power through money places us above others.
当藉住钱我哋有权力嘅时候，就使我哋摆喺人哋嘅之上。
I don't know if you know this.
我唔知道你知唔知道。
But our wealth is typically relative to those in our circles.
但是我们有多富有呢? 其实对我们的圈子是成正比的,对比的。
Objectively, most of us, compared to the globe, are people who are rich.
如果我们和世界地球的人来比较,我们是富足的一群。
And yet our wealth is compared to people around us, our families and our friends, our church members.
但是如果用我们的富足和我们周围身边的人来比较,我们的朋友,我们的邻居,我们的教会。
Comparison is a power game.
其实当你去比较的时候,这个就是一个权利的争斗。
If you're trying to start a business,
如果你想开业,
you might be looking for the power through the money. Money gets our kids into the schools that we didn't have the opportunities to get into. Maybe this is what motivates you. But money also promises us the potential of approval.
但是金錢也都給我們有這個被接納的可能性。
This is slightly different from power.
這個跟權力是有少少不同的。
But there's some overlap.
但是有些東西是一樣的。
If power is about respect,
如果權力就是要得人的尊重,
then approval is about being liked.
如果被接納的意思就是要被人所喜悅、喜愛。
With money, we become more attractive to others.
当我们有钱的时候,我们对别人有大一点的吸引力。
It gains us attention.
它让人对我们有一个注意。
There's a guy on social media who interviews women that are on the streets.
有一个人在媒体做媒体的,他就在街上去访问一个富人。
The question is this.
就问了这条问题了。
Would you date someone that makes less than $100,000 a year?
你会不会跟一个一年搵少过10万蚊的人去拍拖呢?
And most of the women answer no.
咁多数嘅女士都话唔会。
And if this was flipped to men,
但如果反翻转呢条问题去问男士呢?
Probably very similar.
其实个答案都会好相似嘅。
Money can gain us approval.
当我哋有钱嘅时候，人就会接纳我哋。
For some of us, we're chasing it because it seems to be a cure for loneliness.
我们有些人,我们去追求钱财,因为我们觉得这个就是解决我们孤单的方法。
And again, it's not all bad.
其实不是完全是错的。Think
about this.
你想想。Most
of us come from an immigrant family.
我们很多人都是从一个移民的家庭来到。It's
possible that our hard work and our studies,
有没有可能我们勤力的做工,勤力的读书,
to acquire wealth is to prove to our parents
去賺多些錢,就是讓我們的父母去接受我們,
that they didn't waste their time coming here.
去接受我們,讓他們覺得他們沒有浪費時間帶我們來這裡。
Money can gain us approval.
錢財能夠使我們被接納。
Third, money can also promise us the potential of comfort.
第三,錢財也都給我們有舒適的可能性。
We get to see it.
我们可以看到,
get to touch it,
我们可以摸到,
count it,
我们可以数到,
exchange it,
我们可以交换,
it puts us behind the counter,
让我们坐柜面,
in the driver's seat,
让我们做开车那个,
at the head of the table,
让我们坐主席位,
money gives us a sense of mobility,
因为钱能够给我们有一个流动性,
options,
给我们有一个选择,
opportunities,
给我们有机会,
it allows us, think about this, to be independent from other people.
亦都让我们在其他人当中独立出来。
We don't have to rely on mom or dad anymore.
我们不需要再靠爸爸妈妈。
We don't have to rely on that friend.
我们不需要靠朋友。
If you have young children,
如果你有年幼的小朋友,
having money helps you to take care of unforeseen expenses.
如果你有钱,你就能够去处理一些预料不到的支出。
And even in the prayers, I heard many people in the congregation are diagnosed with cancer.
就算在刚才的祷告,我看到我们当中有很多人患了癌症。
Having money helps us to pay for these expenses.
当我们有钱的时候,我们能够去支出这个医疗的费目。
It keeps you in control.
让你能够掌管一些东西。
Maybe your mind is filled with thoughts and anxieties about being let go.
或者你的心里面也很怕被人解雇。
and your position or your role feels insecure.
或者在你的工作上,在你的崗位上,你覺得沒有安全感,
and that's why you're acquiring money.
所以你就要去賺錢,
maybe that's what's behind money for you.
或者在你的背後就是有這些問題.
Lastly, money promises us the potential of comfort.
最後, 錢財亦都俾我哋有呢一個舒適嘅可能性。
I think many of us fall into this category, if not all of us.
我覺得我哋每一好多人都係喺呢一個境況裏邊，或者唔係全部。
How many of us wake up in the morning, turn off the alarm, and then open up our bank apps?
我哋有幾多人咧？一撳熄咗個鈴鐘之後咧，第一樣嘢就係開機睇下我哋銀行嘅呢一個嘅網站。
Hello, Chase.
你話hello,
good morning.
大通銀行，早晨。
Our fingers know where to go, even though our eyes are closed.
我哋個眼都未開，我哋個手指已經知道點撳啦。
Or when you're taking a work break.
又或者咧，你係翻上班嗰陣時休息。
And you're in the bathroom.
你喺廁所。
How many of us have to open up our bank apps?
有幾多人要睇下個手機，睇下我哋嘅銀行户口咧？
I don't know about you, but I check my bank all the time.
我唔知啊，唔知你啊，我啊成日睇住我個户口嘅。
There's something about seeing my balance.
就當我哋睇到我個户口有幾多嘅時候，
that brings me comfort.
呢個俾我覺得好舒服。
The number doesn't change that much throughout the day.
其實喺一日之內咧，呢個數字唔會點改噶。
But it brings me support, emotional support.
但係就俾我好似心靈嘅支持。
Is this you?
呢個係咪你啊？
Money says this.
金錢咁樣講。
If you pursue me with your whole being,
如果你一心一意地追求我,
I'll bring you success,
我就將成就帶給你,
which is power,
這個就是權利了,
the antidote for loneliness,
我就給孤單的解藥你,
which is approval,
這個就是被人接納了,
bliss,
我就給喜樂給你,
which is control,
這個就是你能夠掌控的東西,
or security,
或者是一些的安全感,
which is comfort.
就是这个的舒适。
But the question is this.
但是个问题是,
does money actually deliver?
金钱能不能够实在的给这些东西呢?
Do the promises come true?
它的承诺是不是会实现呢?
And if they come true,
如果实现的话,
does it last?
是不是持久的呢?
Is it truly satisfying that people respect you all of a sudden now that you have money?
是不是真的有这么大的满足感,如果你有了钱之后,人人就是这么尊敬你呢?
Is it truly fulfilling now that men or women want to date you because you meet a salary minimum?
因为你找到最低限度的收入,而有人想跟你拍拖,这个是不是给你有很大的满足感呢?
Is life actually blissful now that you have more money?
你有多些錢,你是不是有真正的喜樂呢?
I don't know how you're going to translate this, but the notorious B.I.G., the rapper from Brooklyn.
那你知不知道在Brooklyn有這個歌星?
He said, more money,
他就說,
more problems.
越多的錢就越多的問題。
Is your life truly secure?
你的生命是不是真的安穩的呢?
I'm just going to share this story. When I was in college, I was part of a homeless outreach program in Philadelphia.
咁我同你讲我嘅故仔啦。当我系喺大学嘅时期咧，我就系参与咗喺费城一个服侍呢一啲街头露宿者嘅事工。
We'd hand out food and we would engage in conversation with those that are experiencing homelessness.
我哋就会将一啲食物派俾呢啲嘅街头露宿者，亦都同佢哋有呢个嘅对话。
One of the first conversations I had
那我其中一开始的对话,
was with this man who was sitting by himself.
那就跟这个男士, 他自己坐在这里,
really dirty,
他很骯髒,
extremely smelly,
很臭,
and I asked about his story and how he ended up here.
那我就问他的故事,为什么他会沦落到这样呢?
He told me that he had two PhDs.
他告诉我,原来他有两个博士学位。
He was a professor at University of Pennsylvania.
原來他是賓夕凡尼亞州大學的教授。
And that he had everything he ever wanted.
他想有的一切他都有了。
Until one day his house lit up on fire.
但有一天他的家火燭。
All his documents.
他所有的文件,
IDs, everything that he ever owned was burned up.
他的身份证,
and then on top of that, his mother was in the house.
而在这些之上呢, 他妈妈那天是在家的,
and she never made it out.
他亦都失去了他的生命。
So all the money he had saved up, he paid for the funeral.
他所儲的錢, 他就來安葬他媽媽,
and he never bounced back.
而他再不站得起身。
Jesus says this in verse 19.
耶稣在第十九节这样讲,
Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth where moths and vermin, which or rust in the ESV, destroy, and where thieves break in and steal.
不要为自己积攒财宝在地上，地上有虫咬能坏，也有贼掘窿来偷。
In Jesus' day, there were three things that you could amass.
耶稣在这里说话，有三样东西你可以储起的。
Clothing,
衣着,
food,
食物,
and gold.
金,
moths were known to eat you through your clothes.
但你知道虫是会咬你衣服。
Vermin were known to get to your grain.
害虫会去侵蚀你的食物。
And thieves were known to break in and steal your gold.
贼就会来偷你的金。
This guy was the best.
这个人是最厉害的。
He was elite.
他是杰出的。
He's like some of us, if not better.
他不单像我们当中的人，或者比我们当中的更好。
He has all of the accolades.
他有所有的名衔。
And I'm sure he was a genuine man just trying to live a genuine life.
我亦都相信他是一个好人，他只是想过一个好的生活。
But the clothes gone.
但是衣服没了。
The grain is gone.
食物没了。
And the gold is gone.
金都没了。
And of course, I don't wish this on any one of us.
当然我不会希望这些事情在任何一个人身上发生。
But who says this can't happen to us?
但是有谁敢说这些事不会发生?
If you're 40, around 40 years old or older,
如果你是40以上的年纪,
then you know what it was like in 2008.
你就知道2008年有什么事发生。
When we had an economic situation on our hands.
当我们在经济上有这个问题。
What if money can't actually deliver on its promises?
如果金钱不能够给我们去的承诺?
What if my Chase app isn't a convenience, but it's put me in chains?
或许这个大通的网站对于我来讲一个方便，但是对于我来讲亦都成为一个捆锁。
What if money has been using us instead of us using it?
或许金钱是用我们，不是我们用金钱。
And I know that there's money in this room, so we have to think about this.
我知道在我们这间房里面我们是有钱的，所以我们要想。
Pastor Phil didn't ask me to preach on this.
Philip牧师没叫我讲这场道的。
But this is such an important issue.
但是这个是一个很重要的问题。
And the offering was taken before, so you're good.
所以刚才已经收了奉献了，你们不用怕。
There are things and people in your life that the FDIC and your financial advisors cannot predict, protect, or promise you.
你知不知道在你生命里面有一些东西，有一些东西，美国联邦存款保险公司是，或者是你财务的顾问，他们是不能够预测、保护或者保证的。
But there is someone who is and can.
但是有一个人。 他是可以,
so secondly, let's look at the delight of true treasure.
第二,我们要看珍宝所带来的喜悦。
Look with me at verse 20 and 21.
我们读第20和21节。
But store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where moths and vermin or rust do not destroy, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also.
只要积攒财宝在天上, 天上没有虫子咬，不能坏，也没有贼掘窿来偷，因为你的财宝在哪里，你的心也在哪里。Jesus
is giving this famous sermon on top of the mountain.
耶稣就是在山峰的去讲这个很出名的一场道。And
when you first read this portion, you come away with just three things maybe.
当你初初读这一段的时候，可能你只是看到三点。One,
this is good advice, but hard to do.
首先,这个是一个好的意见,但是很难行出来的。Two,
if we're a little more honest, this sounds nice, but I want to keep what's mine.
第二就说,听来好听,但是属于我的东西,我要自己保留。
And last, for the financially savvy ones in the room, there's no maturity date on this investment.
第三就係如果你係理財好精明嘅時候咧，你就睇到，咦，呢一個嘅投資係冇期滿嘅喎。So
why should I do it?
咁點解我要做咧？
And I imagine that the disciples and the crowds of people.
咁我好相信當日嘅群眾同埋門徒。
And they're listening to this obscure man.
去聽下呢個無名人士所講嘅嘢。
Who is this guy, Jesus?
耶穌呢個係邊個啊？
He was born in the slums.
佢就係喺一啲偏僻嘅地方。
Where's Nazareth?
拿撒勒。
He was a blue-collar, simple man who worked in carpentry.
佢係喺嗰度出世，佢係一個平凡人，佢係做木匠嘅。
He doesn't even have decent sandals to wear.
佢連一對好啲嘅鞋都冇嘅。
Why is he giving me financial advice?
點解佢要喺理財方面俾我啲意見呢？
It's received as good advice or good just something nice if that's all we see.
或者我哋睇到就話啊呢個一個好嘅意見或者一啲好嘅嘢。
But as we see in the Gospels,
但係如果我哋喺福音書睇，
we see who Jesus is and what he's done.
我哋就睇到耶穌係邊一位，耶穌做咗啲乜嘢。
He's not an advisor.
佢唔係一個顧問。
He's not a trader.
佢唔係一個商人。
He's not a broker.
佢亦都唔係一個經紀。
Jesus is the one that looks at you and me.
耶穌點樣睇你同我呢？
And he says, you are worth more than everything in this world.
他說你比這個世界 任何一樣東西更加的寶貴。
He's not asking you to take on a high risk.
他不是要你作一個大的風險。
Or gamble all your money away.
或者要將你所有的錢作一個賭注。
Without putting down his own guarantee.
而他自己沒有先作這個保證。
He's backing all of this.
其實他時時都是有這個保證。
Jesus leaves all of his riches and all of his wealth.
耶穌離開了他一切的豐盛。
Why?
為什麼?
Look at verse 21.
看21節。
For where your treasure is, your heart will be also.
因為你的財寶在哪裡，你的心也在哪裡。
Before we ask that of ourselves,
當我們把心自問之前,
we have to ask that of Jesus.
我們要問一下耶穌。
Where do you think Jesus' treasure is?
你說耶穌的珍寶在哪裡呢?
If it's in heaven,
如果是在天上,
then he wouldn't have left.
他就不会离开。
We are his treasure.
我们就是他的珍宝。
You are his treasure.
你就是他的珍宝。
You are his delight.
你就是他所喜悦。
You are the greatest reward.
你就是他最大的奖赏。
And that's why he's more than willing to come and leave everything for us.
所以他乐意的放下一切来到为了我们。
To show you that you are worth more than everything.
让我们知道我们比什么所有的东西是更加宝贵。
You are his treasure.
你是他的珍宝。
The Apostle Paul, he puts it this way.
使徒保罗这样讲。
2 Corinthians chapter 8.
在哥林多后书第八章。
For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for our sake he became poor, so that in him we might know that we are rich.
你们知道我们主耶稣基督的恩典，他本来富足，却为我们成了贫穷，叫你们因他的贫穷可以成为富足。
When you and I grasp God's generosity toward us,
当我们去明白神对我们的慷慨，
that he sacrifices one and only son,
他牺牲他唯一独生的儿子，
and that the son sought us out because we are his treasure,
而子去寻觅我们，因为我们是他的，
then and only then can we do what Jesus says.
唯独在这个境况底下，我们才能够去做耶稣所讲的。
When we get this deep into our bones,
当这些耶稣所讲的这个信息在我们里面是刻骨铭心的。
Then and only then does it go from sound advice to actually a good, good word.
这样才会有一个好的意见成为一个美善的信息。
It's through Jesus' death and his resurrection where we find everything that we're looking for.
是藉着主耶稣基督的死和复活，我们能够找到一切。
See this, if you're looking for power through the money,
如果你想藉着钱找到这个权势,
to be a child of God is the most powerful status in this whole realm.
但你知不知成为神的儿女在这个世界里面就是一个最大的权利。
If you believe in Jesus, then you're royalty.
因为如果你相信主耶稣基督的时候，你就是一个王族。
You're a son and daughter of God.
你是神的子女。
That's everlasting and eternal power.
这个是一个永恒里面的权利。
If you're looking for it.
如果你是寻找这件事。
If you're dealing with approval.
如果你是要得人接受的。
Hear this.
你要听住啦。
We are His and we belong to Him.
我哋系属于佢嘅，我哋系佢嘅。
Apart from how much we make,
呢个对我哋赚到几多钱系无关嘅。
Apart from our performance,
我哋做得几好系无关嘅。
That is full approval.
呢一个系完全嘅接纳啊。
There's nothing to earn, only to receive.
我哋唔需要去赚啲乜嘢，我哋只系要接受一啲嘢。
If you're looking for it, you could have it.
如果你系寻觅紧呢样嘢嘅，你可以有嘅。
And then if you are dealing with control,
如果你是要去掌控一些,
there's no greater place to be than in the plan of God and in the palm of God.
你知不知道没有一个地方比在神的计划在神的手心里面是更好的?
He's the only one that sees it all and knows it all.
因为唯独他才看通万事。
He's the Lord of history.
他知道一切的事情，他就是历史的掌权者。
And God is the only one that has control.
是唯独神能够有这个掌权。
And so if you're in Christ,
如果你是基督里,
then it doesn't fully matter whether the stock market dips or rises.
如果你是基督里, 那个, 股票市场啊, 是跌到几低啊, 都没问题的。
You're gonna be fine.
你是安稳的。
That's real control if you're looking for it.
如果你是要找到这些实在的掌控，这个就是实在的。
And finally,
而最后,
it's in Christ where we find our truest and fullest security.
在基督里面我们有最大的舒适，最大的安稳。
We're His.
因为我们是属于祂。
He's the anchor for our souls.
祂就是我们灵魂的锚。
Although we're tossed back and forth from the ways of life,
虽然生命的波涛是击打我们。
We can be secure because we've been fastened to Him.
但我们能够有安稳，因为我们是与祂结连。
That's the deepest comfort you'll ever find in this world.
这个就是这个世界里面你能够找最大的舒适，最大的安慰。
And it's offered to you again this morning if you want it.
而今个早上也都是让你能够得着。
What does this mean?
意思是什么呢?
It means that God loves you way more than money could ever love you.
意思就是神爱你超越过金钱能够爱你。
Whatever you're looking for through the money,
你在金钱上面想找的东西,
only God can fully provide it.
唯独神才能够全然供应给你。
I want us to see what's underneath the money.
我想大家在看到在金钱的底下背后是什么。
There are things that you're searching for.
因为有啲嘢你系寻找紧嘅。
That only Jesus can provide.
系唯有耶稣先至能够供应得到嘅。
And if that's not enough,
如果呢个都仲唔够咧
？The World Happiness Report, in 2018, seven years ago.
喺呢一个世界开心嘅指数有呢一个报告，就喺六七年前有呢个报告，2018年。
The report found that per capita income has more than doubled since 1972, but overall happiness has declined.
他说，这个的资本收入的指数呢，在2018年和1972年比呢，是双倍了的，但是同时，人的喜乐呢，他们的快乐呢，是下跌了。
In other words, the more money you have does not mean that you have a more happy life.
意思就是说你有越多的钱不一定代表你有越多的快乐。
If anything, we're seeing the opposite.
但是其实这个数字告诉我们是正正的相反。
So now we get to verse 24.
那我们现在要讲第24节了。
Jesus says this.
耶稣这样讲。
No one can serve two masters. For either he will hate the one and love the other,or he will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and money.
一个人不能侍奉两个主，不是护这个爱那个，就是重这个轻那个。你们不能侍奉神又侍奉马门。
The language between devotion and despise is so strong here.
在这里用了一个很强烈的字眼做对比，重和轻。
What we're seeing is that there's no neutrality when you go toward one. You're going away from the other.
因为咧呢个系冇中庸之道嘅，因为你亲一个，你自然就会离开一个。
You're either devoted to money.
你一系咧就重视钱财。
Who's got you enslaved?
但系咧呢一个钱财就使你成为奴隶。
Or you're devoted to Jesus.
一话咧你系忠于耶稣。
Who sees you as his greatest treasure?
耶稣看你为佢嘅最宝贝嘅。
Let's pause here for 10 seconds.
让我哋而家安静十秒。
And ask yourselves this.
去问下自己呢个问题。
Who am I devoted to?
究竟我系忠心于边一个咧
？God or money?
系神，亦或系钱呢？
Here's the good news.
呢度有个好嘅消息啊！
Because even if you honestly answered that you are devoted to money,
如果你好坦白嘅去讲你系忠诚于钱呢
？Jesus is still devoted to you.
耶稣对你都仲系信实嘅。
Lastly, let's look at the discipline of generosity.
最后我哋要睇下慷慨嘅操练。
The last thing that the church should do is coerce you into giving.
教会要做最唔應該要做嘅嘢就係強迫你去奉獻。
Our giving needs to be from a place where we have received, and therefore we can give.
我哋點解會奉獻係因為我哋已經領受咗啦，所以我哋去奉獻。
There's a world of a difference between coercion and conviction.
你知唔知被逼同感動呢樣嘢咧係好大嘅分別咧
？Coercion means that I've manipulated you to give.
去被逼咧意思即係話我去操縱你。使你去奉献。
Conviction means that the Holy Spirit is tugging at your heart.
去感动的奉献意思就是圣灵在你的心里面来到工作。
I'm going to read this kind of long story here.
我会跟各位讲这个故事是有一点长的。
This is from the late Claude Noel of Haiti.
这个故事呢就是关于一个在海地的人。
I think many of us think we know what poverty looks like. Many of you have gone on mission trips away from New York City. I've been to Haiti for 9 summers throughout my life, and it's probably the worst conditions you could think of. So as I'm reading this, imagine that.
咁咧，我知道好多人咧都去过外地咧嚟到做短宣，或者你知道咩叫做去贫穷，咩系贫穷？咁我咧喺有9个暑假咧，我都有机会去到海地呢个地方咧去侍奉。咁咧，我就会同大家分享呢一个嘅故事。
Recently, I was walking through the streets of a city in Europe, contemplating the beautiful multi-story buildings and the comfortable homes spread all over. I turned to my wife and said, I can more or less understand what my father meant when in his moments of despair, he used to say this, God is a good provider, but a poor divider. My father was a hardworking man and very resourceful, but we lived on the edge of starvation. He had come to realize, like many other people in my land, that it is not hard work that determines whether or not a man will feed his family. Most of the time, he fights in vain against the ferocious natural elements responsible for his misery. He cannot talk aloud about the human and social elements, so he blames it on God. My father couldn't understand why some unworthy men have more than they need, while some quite worthy workers barely survive. In my middle age, I am just now coming to discover my father's saying should be turned around. God provides, and he leaves it for men to share with each other, but they do not care to do so.
个故事是这样的。当我漫步欧洲的街上的时候呢，我就看到有很多美丽的建筑物，而在这个建筑物里面呢有很舒适的家。那我呢就跟我太太说了，我现在开始明白呢，我爸爸在他绝望的时候呢，他是说了这句说话，他说神是一个很好的供应者，但是神不是一个很好的分配者。我爸爸是一个很勤力做工的人，他亦都是一个很有资源的人，但是我们时常都是在贫乏的边缘来到生活的，在饥饿的边缘来到生活的。他就开始明白了，有很多人在我的国家呢， 不是因为他们勤力做工去决定他们能不能够养家，他们有很多人都是徒然的去同一些自然的因素来去争驳，而在其中也都带来很多的苦痛，他们不能够大声的讲出这些人为的因素所带来的伤害，所以他就去埋怨神。我的爸爸亦都不能够明白为什么有些不配得的人他们有多过他们所需要的，但是一些配得的工人竟然只是紧紧的能够生存。我已经人到中年了，我开始明白，而我亦都觉得我应该将我爸爸这个说话转过来讲，神是供应的，神是让人的和别人分享，但是人是没有着意的这样做。
There's a dual benefit from being generous with our money.
而当我们去慷慨，在金钱上慷慨的时候，我们看到有两个益处。
First, as you give your money away, you're mending your own heart.
第一，当你去奉献，你将你的金钱施予的时候，你是修补着你的心。
And secondly, as you're generous with your money, you're mending your community.
第二，当你去在你钱财上面慷慨的时候，你是修补着这个社区。
In the Old Testament, there's a 10% giving, a tithing principle.
在旧约的里面有个这个十一奉献的这个原则。
It's where the tenth of the resources of the harvest are given to God and to the priests.
就是在你的收成里面，你将十分之一的献上给神，给祭司。
It's through this practice where God's people learn that God's provision is a gift.
就是当他们这样做的时候，人就学习神的供应是足够的。
And when we start to see our money as a gift,
当我们开始去看我们的钱财是一份礼物，
it mends our hearts.
这个就修补我们的心。
It's also through this practice,
也都是因为这个的做法，
where God's people learn to live justly.
神的子民就是用一个公义的方式来去生活，
and with mercy，
亦都有好怜悯。
As we use the resources to take care of the people around us，
当我们用我们的资源去照顾我们周围的人，
we're mending our community，
我们在这里就是修补我们的社群。
What does this mean for a covenant church？
那对于圣约堂来讲，这个是什么意思呢？
If you're not giving at all，
如果你是还未奉献的，
Just begin by simply giving something.
或者你就开始的去少少的奉献。
If you're already giving,
如果你是开始了奉献的，
good job, well done.
你做得好。
Try to give a little more, get to 10%.
或者你可以给多个，给多点，去到十分。
If you're at 10% already,
如果你已经开始十分一奉献的，
try to give a little more.
你就试下给多个十分一。
There's the saying,
有一句说话这样说，
that our giving should hurt a little bit if it's sacrificial.
如果我们的奉献是有牺牲性的，我们会觉得痛痛的。
What's ironic is this.
但是讽刺性的是什么？
The more our giving hurts,
如果我们的奉献是越带来一些的痛楚呢，
The more our hearts are being healed.
其实我们的心呢就是越得医治。
Put it in another way.
如果再另外一个方法来讲，
When you have heart surgery, it hurts.
如果你要有一个心脏的手术，你的心是不是会痛？你有心脏手术的时候，你是会痛的。
But you get a healthy heart.
但是最后结果，你就是有一个健康的心。
I think a lot of sermons stop here, but I'm going to give us just a little bit more.
咁好多人讲到呢度就停啦，但系我咧就再继续讲多少少。
As you are being generous with your money,
当你喺金钱上系慷慨。
You should be curious and accountable with where that money goes.
你应该亦都有个好奇心，加埋呢一个嘅责任心，知道你啲钱去咗边。
You should care about how it's being spent.
你应该去关注呢啲钱系点样用嘅。
Your church is going to use some of those funds to pay for staff, pay for rent, pay for lights, utilities.
咁你嘅教会会用一啲呢个钱财要去出粮啦，要去交电费啦、水费啦、事工啦。
And some of that money, I see there in the bulletin, there's a $40,000 goal to raise for missions.
咁我亦都睇到喺秩序表度，你哋亦都想 收到40,000元嘅奉献嚟到系做差传。
Some of that money is going to go outside of this church.
有啲嘅钱系喺用喺呢个教会以外嘅。
To put it all together.
但系如果整体嚟讲。
Jesus has become poor so that we might become rich in him.
耶稣成为贫穷，以致我哋喺佢里边能够成为富足。
When we realize that we are his greatest treasure,
当我哋知道我哋系耶稣嘅至宝，
even our money can be given away.
我哋嘅钱，我哋都可以施予出去。
So let's use our money appropriately instead of money using us.
让我哋用一个正确嘅方法去用我哋嘅金钱，就唔好俾金钱去用我哋。
Amen. Let's pray.
阿门，让我哋低头祷告。
Lord, we give you thanks again.
天父，你再一次嘅献上感谢。
Help us to see and believe.
帮助我哋去看见，亦都相信。
That we are worth more than everything.
我哋比每一样嘢之中更为宝贵。
To you.
对于你嚟讲。
And therefore, we have everything we need.
以致我哋所需要嘅一切，我哋已经有啦。
Help us to use the gift of money.
帮助我哋点样去用你俾我哋金钱呢一份礼物。
To bless our local church,
去祝福我们地区的教会,
and to bless others who are in need,
亦都祝福有需要的人,
help us to know your great love for us,
让我们知道你对我们的大爱,
in Jesus' name,
奉耶稣的名字祈祷,
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.